since April of 1985. This is the DX Audio Service. National
Radio Club. Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 2010. This is issue number 305. If you'd like to write to us at the DX Audio Service, the address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Email is sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. A yearly subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. Canadian members is $28. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe or renew, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or you can log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Or if you're on the internet, you can sign up to EDXN and get your DX Audio Service in MP3 format for your computer or iPod player. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with our PayPal credit card system. But note, you must be able to download and navigate websites to be able to use this service. Well, let's navigate ourselves over to Fort Worth, Dallas. Here's Mr. Bill Hale with a look at the AM Switch.
Thanks, Fred. Hello again, everyone. Welcome to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for August 2010. First of all, call letter changes. 670 WPMH in Claremont, Virginia has switched to WRJR. 710 in Black Canyon City, Arizona, KMIA, now goes by the call of KBMB. 1010 WRJR, Portsmouth, Virginia, they swapped with that Claremont station. They're now WPMH. 1050 WTOP Silver Spring, Maryland, they've changed their call sign to WBQH. 1190 WJZD Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, their new call is WMEJ. 1230 WNRR Augusta, Georgia, they've changed to WEZO. In fact, there's a lot of activity in the Augusta area. More coming up. Also on 1230 KZZR Burns, Oregon, their new call is KBNH. Once again in Augusta, Georgia, this time on 1340, WYNF has made the switch to WSGF. Right up the dial in North Augusta, South Carolina, WSGF is now WYNF. A new station in Vernal, Utah on 1400, they've taken the call of KRAM. 1460 WZNZ, Jacksonville, Florida, their new call, WQOP. 1490 KIST, Santa Barbara, California, they're now IDing as KSPE. 1590 KMBD, Tillamook, Oregon, they're now KTIL. And finally, 1600 WQOP, Atlantic Beach, Florida, their call now is WZNZ. Moving along to stations with new facilities, 540 KMLB in Monroe, Louisiana, licensed for U4, 5,000 watts during the day, 1,000 nighttime watts. KMLB has a construction permit for U1, 4,000 daytime watts, 26 watts at night from a new transmitter site. This action that we report extends KMLB's special temporary authority to operate with U1, 1,500 watts daytime, 65 watts at night, as they have since June 2009. Work continues on the new site. The temporary site is the tower they used when the station was on 1440, that info per the application. The justification is, quote, America's economic turndown, end of quote, so it may be a while before the new CP takes to the air. Also on 540 in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, WXYG, they're reported to be on the air testing with rock music and the slogan of I-101. Their license is for U4, 250 watts day and night, sharing the antenna site with co-owned WMIN-1010. The day pattern from four towers sends a major lobe to the east with a small lobe to the west, while the night pattern from three towers is a circular lobe to the southwest. 620 WTRP LaGrange, Georgia, licensed for U1, 2,500 watts during the day, 127 watts at night. WTRP is operating under a special temporary authority, or STA, with U1, 1500 watts days, 127 watts at night. Their tower was damaged and they're operating from the bottom 199 feet. They're also pursuing relocating their transmitter to a new location. 630 WREY, St. Paul, Minnesota. Their construction permit for U4, 2300 watts day and night is now on after moving to and sharing four of the five WCTS 1030 towers. Although the FCC considers the facility to be DA2, both day and night patterns are identical, being teardrop directed to the northwest. 860 KTRB, San Francisco, California. Their construction permit for U2, 50,000 watts day and night is now on, changing from U4. 1160 KCTO, Cleveland, Missouri. Their CP for U4, 5,000 watts during the day, 230 watts at night is now on. The new day pattern is essentially identical to the old one, which is a teardrop to the north-northeast. Only now it's larger. 1230 KYSM Mankato, Minnesota is now on from their new tower as they remain U1, 1,000 watts day and night. 1270 WQKR Portland, Tennessee is now operating under an STA with 500 watts days, 29 watts at night, U4. Awaiting FCC approval is their new license site. The original proof of performance was submitted in an incorrect format and was denied by the FCC. They have now resubmitted the paperwork and have asked for approval based upon this information. 1380 KRCM, Shenandoah, Texas, now licensed here after moving from Beaumont. KRCM has been granted an STA with 250 watts during the day, 69 watts at night, U1 from a long wire antenna. Their original tower was destroyed by Hurricane Rita and granted a silent STA. This action grants them a continued silent STA. Finally in this category, KKKK 1580 Colorado Springs, Colorado. They're now on with 10,000 watts during the day, 140 watts at night, all non-directional. That's U1. Well, some actions that have taken place this past month, 600 WBWL Jacksonville, Florida. They have been granted a CP for U2, 5,000 watts during the day, 1,800 watts at night. WBWL lost two of the original five towers to age and subsequent deterioration about 2 years ago. They elected not to replace the towers and return to the original U2, 5,000 day and night power levels. Now they've restructured the nighttime signal from the three remaining towers. The new pattern is an eastbound circle anchored at Jacksonville, with minor lobes to the south, west, and north. 630 KTKK Sandy, Utah. Licensed for U4, 1,000 watts during the day, 500 watts at night. KTKK lost their antenna site in 1998 and has been operating under an STA ever since with 1,000 watts days, 51 watts at night from the tower of KLLB 1510 in West Jordan. They have now applied for U4, 500 watts day and night, changing the city of license to Kearns. This action extends their STA. 920 KLMR, Lamar, Colorado. They're licensed for 5,000 watts during the day, 500 watts at night, U2. That's directional during nighttime hours. They're now operating under an STA with 5,000 watts during the day, 125 watts at night, non-directional due to the fact that their number two tower collapsed on July 15th, and the station is now pursuing efforts to replace it. 930 KNSA, Unalakleet, Alaska. They've received a CP which, when constructed, will give them 4,200 watts day and night, U1, increasing from their currently licensed 2,500 watts day and night. 1070 CBI, Sydney, Nova Scotia. The new FM station slated to take CBI's place, CBI-TFM on 97.1, has begun testing. After the FM has completed 90 days of regular programming, CBI-AM will leave the air. 1090 KULF, Belleville, Texas. Located about 60 miles west of Houston, KULF has been granted a CP for D4, 1,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts critical hours. They continue to operate now under an STA with 131 watts daytime only and 131 watts during those critical hours. They're using a folded unipole antenna mounted on a self-supported 110-foot trailer-mounted tower. 1150 WWLE, Cornwall, New York. They've been granted a CP for U4, 2,500 watts days, 500 watts at night, moving from 1170. They'll be adding two new towers at their current site to allow the power increase, using four towers during the day and three at night. 1280 WOWZ, Roanoke, Virginia. License for 1,000 watts daytime only, non-directional at Appomattox. WOWZ had a CP for U1, 6,000 watts days, 17 watts at night, moving to Roanoke, co-locating to the WFJX910 tower site. Now they've been granted U1, 10,000 watts days, 17 watts at night, non-directional at Roanoke. 1340 KRLV, Las Vegas, Nevada. They've been granted 1,000 watts days, 900 watts at night, U1, moving to the tower of co-owned KLAV, 1230. 1360 WVMC, Mount Carmel, Illinois. Reportedly off the air and having their license canceled, as we reported last month, WVMC filed for reinstatement. That application has been accepted, and an STA for U1, 500 watts during the day, 20 watts at night, has been granted. So, WVMC is not only back on the air, but they're now full-time versus being a daytimer, and a phone call confirmed their on-the-air status. However, the guy I spoke to wasn't very friendly. 1370 WVIE, Pikeville, Maryland. They've been granted 50,000 watts during the day, 24,000 watts at night, U4, increasing their nighttime power. The new night pattern remains the same and orientation to the southeast, but, of course, increases in size. WVIE remains a two-site operation. 1390 WLAN, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. CP has been granted for 1,100 watts days, 18 watts at night, U1, moving to the nearby tower of WLPA, 1490. 1450 CHOR, Summerlin, British Columbia. They've been granted a move to FM 98.5 with 20 watts at 348 meters. 1460 KCLE, Burleson, Texas. They've been granted a construction permit for U4, 11,000 watts days, 700 watts at night. 1470 WMBD, Peoria, Illinois. Back on June 8th, WMBD was operating under an STA of U1, 3,800 watts days, 1,250 watts at night, in order to repair lightning damage to the tower, lighting equipment, and to facilitate the repainting of tower number one. The work was expected to be finished by the first week of July, but as of our deadline, they have not filed to return to their licensed U4, 5,000 day and night. Their normal night pattern is directed to the northwest, so if they are still operating U1, DXers in all the other directions may want to try for them. 1550 KESJ, St. Joseph, Missouri. A CP has been granted for U2, 2,500 watts during the day, 500 watts at night, directional nights only, that's U2, moving to the site of co-owned KFEQ 680. KFEQ uses one tower during the day and three at night. The three towers are in line, numbered 1, 2, and 3 from west to east. Here's what KESJ is planning to do. Build four new towers between KFEQ's towers number 1 and 2. Their new night signal will be a teardrop pattern directed to the northwest. And finally, WWYC 1560, Toledo, Ohio. They've been granted a license modification from commercial to non-commercial educational status. Applications of note, 560 WQAM, Miami. Last issue, we reported that WQAM had been granted a construction permit for U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 25,000 watts at night, co-locating to the transmitter site to that of WAXY 790. They have now applied to alter the CP to U4, 30,000 watts during the day, 25,000 watts at night, and eliminate a lobe that didn't cover anything except Alligator Alley to the west. 930 CJYQ, St. John's, Newfoundland. They've applied for U5, 25,000 watts during the day, 3,500 watts at night. Now, U5 means they operate directional during the day and non-directional at night. This action will decrease their nighttime power, plus they want to relocate the night transmitter to a new site. They state that the antenna is unusable to deterioration caused by the coastal Newfoundland weather. Four applications for brand new stations have been tendered on 1100. Lebanon, Oregon wants 5,000 watts during the day, 5,000 at night, U4. Peralta, New Mexico on 1120 wants 50,000 watts during the day, 250 watts at night, 28,000 watts during critical hours, U7. Remember, that's three patterns. 1400 in Juneau, Alaska, they've applied for 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. And 1580, Lolo, Montana, they've applied for 10,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night, directional night only. Remember, that's U2. Well, once again, we've got quite a few AM stations that are rebroadcast on the FM dial. And when we go through these, if the city of license is the same for the FM facility, we just won't repeat it. If it's different, then we'll say a different city. 590 WAFC, Okeechobee, Florida. They're on WAFC FM 106.1. 630 KVMA, Magnolia, Arkansas. They're on K296 FC, which is 107.1. 830 WTRU, Kernersville, North Carolina. They're on W275 AL, 102.9 in High Point. 910 KKSN, Camas, Washington. They're on KNRK 94.7 HD2 in Vancouver. 920 KFLB, Odessa, Texas. They're relayed on K269 FG 101.7. 980 WBZK, York, South Carolina. They're translated on W289 BO 105.7 in Rock Hill. 1010 KIND, Elk City, Kansas. They're rebroadcast on KIND FM 94.9. 1110 KGFL, Clinton, Arkansas. They're rebroadcast on K237 DT 95.3. 1230 WAYX, Waycross, Georgia. They're on W242 BE 96.3. 1230 KYSM, Mankato, Minnesota. They can be heard on KXLP 94.1 in Vernon Center. 1240 KWAK, Stuttgart, Arkansas. They're rebroadcast on K274BX 102.7. 1240 WPAX in Thomasville, Georgia. They can be heard on W279BD 103.7. 1300 KACI, The Dalles, Oregon. They're on K280FJ 103.9. 1310 WHEP, Foley, Alabama. They're rebroadcast on W223AX 92.5. 1330 WAEW, Crossville, Tennessee. They're on W245BJ 96.9. 1360 WMFC, Monroeville, Alabama. They're rebroadcast on WMFC FM 99.3. 1400 WWNZ, VZ, Maine. They're rebroadcast on W231CH 94.1 in Bangor. 1460 KCLE, Burleson, Texas. They can be heard on K226BM 93.1 in Cleburne. KIFG 1510, Iowa Falls, Iowa. They're on KIFGFM 95.3. 1590 KDAE, Senton, Texas. They're rebroadcast on KTLZ 89.9 in Cuero. 1600 KYBZ, Cottonwood, Arizona. They're rebroadcast on K265BU 100.9. And finally, 1600 WKFO, Corbin, Kentucky. They're relayed on W256BM 99.1 in North Corbin. Returning to the airwaves this past month, WYFN 980, Nashville, Tennessee. They're back with religious teaching after being off due to flood damage. WAGE 1200, Leesburg, Virginia, was heard testing with music, but we suspect this is to keep the license alive. WITM 1330, Marion, Virginia, returns to the air with Black Gospel and a slogan of Rejoice 1330. WHWH 1350, Princeton, New Jersey, is back with a Spanish format. WCRS 1450, Greenwood, South Carolina. Also back on, KWUD 1490, Woodville, Texas, with Classic Country. WABV 1590, Abbeville, Louisiana, is back on with Sports. And WMNE 1600, Riviera Beach, Florida, returns to the air with Ethnic programming. Well, sadly, we have to report these stations as being off the air. WSJC 810, McGee, Mississippi. KRAL 1240 Rawlins, Wyoming, WKCU 1350 Corinth, Mississippi, WLAY 1450 Muscle Shoals, Alabama is off, as is WNGL 1410 in Mobile, Alabama. WVOT 1420 Wilson, North Carolina has signed off, as KFCR 1490 Custer, South Dakota is off and has filed for an STA to remain silent, claiming, and we quote, "the station has encountered technical problems which cannot be corrected at this time," end of quote. And finally off the air, WVNA 1590 Tuscumbia, Alabama. Well, here's a news item. After starting up about 10 years ago, it appears the L-band Eureka 147 digital audio broadcasting system, otherwise known as DAB, is ending in Canada. Recently, the CBC notified Industry Canada that it was shutting down its DAB transmitters. CBC Vancouver Engineering says that there were two transmitters operating locally, one at Metrotown in Burnaby, and that's been shut down for about 6 months, while the other was on Mount Seymour, which will be turned off soon. Licenses also were issued to many private broadcasters, but they all failed to get on the air. And legendary disc jockey Dick Biondi was honored recently for his 50 years in broadcasting, including having a street named after him in Chicago. A street sign at the northwest corner of East Lake Street and North Garland Court bears his name. We're wondering if there are any pizza joints on that street. Well, no fines to report this month. That's an oddity. My thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, Dave Schmidt, and Upper Midwest Broadcasting for tips and tidbits this month. Well, that's it from AM Switch HQ for August. Hopefully by the time we meet next, the temperatures will be a little cooler, and we'll see you here next month, same time, but a different tape.
Thanks, Bill. And amen on the temperatures. It's 9 o'clock in the morning here. 90 degrees outside, 50% humidity, and I don't like this a bit. Can't wait until the fall. Hey, let's get into some cool DX. Here's Mr. Mark Durnberger with a look at the Clear Channel Band Scan.
National Radio Club.
Mark Durnberger here now for the DX Audio Service. This month we begin a new series called Winning the West. We've taken our new Perseus wideband receiver to the desert where we could be sure of total freedom from noise and electrical interference. Now before you go, not another desert band scan. Instead of searching out the predictable clears as we've done in the past, we're going end-to-end this time, 530 to X-band every channel. Our listening location is in an area that's central to the western half of the country, and the results, signals from 16 states, including some we really had to reach for. And as we noted last month, the Perseus receiver is capable of recording the entire broadcast band at one time. That's why, in some or many cases, you're going to hear the same news or sports intro on different stations, because they were all recorded in parallel at the same time. Think of the Perseus as 110 radios, all recording together. With this power in hand, we turn this into a proxy for your own DX trip to the desert. Imagine you're doing your own band scan out there in eastern Utah with top-of-the-line antennas and equipment. We start with 530, outside the U.S. broadcast band, but in this case we found a NOAA weather radio being broadcast from a 10-watt transmitter located in Glenwood Canyon in Colorado, 125 miles away. You talk about receiver power. 10 watts, a 45-foot antenna, in a deep canyon 125 miles distant.
It was 39 at Denison, 50 at Montrose, 58 at Grand Junction, and 51 at Denver International Airport.
The current time is 6 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. This is an early weather radio WWD-4PD in Glenwood Springs, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.50 MHz.
Next, 540 to 600. 540 is in Las Vegas, New Mexico, 20 watts of power. 550 is a whole lot easier. It's down the barrel of our antenna, 500 watts, about 75 miles distant. KLZ Denver follows on 560. That's 250 miles away with 5,000 watts, but a null in our direction from their antenna pattern. Still, you'll hear it quite nicely. On 570 with 5 kilowatts and again pointing away from us, Salt Lake City. 580 has an almost local signal. Then 590, another new one for us, Cedar City, Utah, 1,000 watts on the other side of the state. And finally, 600 is the 500-watt signal from Wellington, Colorado, on the other end of that state. That's followed by signals off the end of the wire again on 600 San Diego and Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
You're listening to 540 AM KNMX, Las Vegas, New Mexico. It's time for CNN Radio News. CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black.
For Renegade Rep and
Country.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg.
The Centennial Sting was welcomed to the Union less than 1 month after the 100th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
A pocket full of history. For God and country, this is the Crawford Broadcasting Company.
For God and country, this is The Source, KLZ AM 560, KLZ HD Denver, and live streaming at 560thesource.com. Made in America.
IRS, USA Radio News, I'm Richard Tudor.
That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only sees all the details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
Broadcasting from the Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket Studios. Freedom 570. KACP, Salt Lake City. Utah's voice of freedom.
Do you realize what you just did?
Yeah, we're wheeling and dealing here. Don't miss out on this terrific event. Our annual Spring Fling Radio Auction, Friday and Saturday, May 7th and 8th on 94 Kicks, AM 580 KUBC, and 103.7 The Blast.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Your news talk choice, the voice of the valley, AM 580 KUBC, Montrose.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Todd Ant.
At our pharmacies, we care about your health.
Talk Radio 590, KSUB Cedar City.
And time to focus on you. We're located at 2000 West, just off State Street in Hurricane, and in Farmers Market in Bergen. At our pharmacies, we care about your health.
Talk Radio 590, KSUB Cedar City. Definitely the talk of the town.
News Radio, I'm Cameron.
Want to help? Join 600 KCOL and The Biggest Loser. Go to 600KCOL.com. Keyword, Feeding America.
600KCOL.com.
And now on your mobile device with iHeartRadio.
Fox News Radio 600 KCOL. News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler.
That's 1-800-WINDOW-1 or visit windowfactory.com. Windowfactory.com.
AM 600 KOB, San Diego's News and Talk Station.
News Radio, I'm Cameron.
Eastern Iowa's most accurate and dependable forecast. News Radio 600 WLG.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, the low temperature 46. During the day tomorrow, we're dealing with lots of sunshine.
Over our three nights in the desert, we captured one station or more on every AM frequency from 530 to 1600. So you better settle in for a long report. Not much on the X-band, however. Moving up, 610 was one of the poor sister signals. If you want to help us and have some fun with the rewind button, play this one a few times and see if you can hear either the call letters or the location. It's probably Logan, Utah, or maybe Vail, Colorado. .620 is in nearby Grand Junction. KJOL is 25 or so miles away, but they're running only 7 nighttime watts. .630 is KHOW in Denver at 5,000. On .640, we found KFI as usual. On .650, you're going to hear first Manti, Utah, and then Orchard Valley, Wyoming, off the two ends of the antenna.
This is KDTA Delta Montrose, 1400 AM, and KJOL Grand Junction, 620.
Try Right Size before you buy it. For your free two-week trial, call 1-800-400-8153. That's 1-800-400-8153. 1-800-400-8153.
This is 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station. Online at KHOW.com. And streaming live on your cell phone.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheeler.
KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports.
San Dean is 10 West. That's a slow and go ride right now between the 57 and Azusa. Then slows up again between Santa Anita and over towards Garfield. If you're heading through South Los Angeles, 110 North, seeing a few delays here between Adams and Stadium Way. Southbound side, patchy brake lights from the 5 down to Wilshire. And Caltrans set up in Linwood, 710 South and Imperial Highway. The off-ramp shut down for some road work till about tomorrow morning. Dave Plutoff, KFI traffic.
President Obama went to Louisiana today.
Back here next week, Bob. Yeah.
You've been listening to the Country Top 40 on AM 650 KMCI Manti, Utah.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheeler.
There are hundreds of coupons there. It saves a lot of money.
The coupon page on CheyenneNetwork.com.
Got it. Will do.
Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity is tuned into America. Weekday afternoons, 4 till 7 on AM 650 KGAB. We are Cheyenne's number one news talk radio. AM 650 KGAB. Orchard Valley, Cheyenne.
Radio. I'm
660 brings us the voice of the Navajos. Then we get to Powerhouse 670 from Denver. On 680, we had a little trouble finding Oakland, but it finally showed up the last night we were listening. 690 is KRGS Rifle, Colorado. No ID here. They're running only 10 watts at night from 60 miles away. Reception like you're about to hear could only happen with a beverage antenna.
I'm Greg Black.
Bob Duco News, Politics, and Commentary is a public affairs presentation of Crawford Broadcasting Company, The Stand, and this station. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Crawford Broadcasting Company, its affiliates, ownership, or management. You're tuned to AM 670, KLTT, KLTT HD, Commerce City, Denver, and streaming worldwide at 670KLTT.com.
God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
All right, Russell in Oakland, 808-KMBR is the number. Russell, you're on our Giants post-game show right here in KMBR 680. What's up?
Hey, thanks. Why did you take my call?
Former Major League outfielder Dave Roberts being treated for Hodgkin's lymphoma. He's 37, works now in the Padres front office, says the prognosis is good.
Sports Center on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
It's not all work either. Sometimes we have to play for a while on our ATVs in the middle of the desert. We just disturbed a herd, probably 30 or 40 big elk. Unusual for them to be at this altitude. We're at about 7,000 feet here at this time of year. Maybe they were down at the Colorado getting water. Just went by a herd of sheep, and behind them, the sheep herder on a horse and his dog. Sheep may not have been the true Cowboy West, but it's still a pretty sight. Next, a band of mule deer, about 20 of them, as we climb to the Bookcliff Mountain Range. We're about 30 miles off the beaten track at this point.
And that was really a lot of fun. Our sighting of all these animals proves we aren't really alone here on the desert. That telescoped drive you heard there was about 60 miles total. We got back just in time for the 9 p.m. station breaks. On 700, once we had only WLW, now a new catch from the upgraded facilities of KALL Salt Lake City, about 250 miles away, 10 kilowatts at night. 710 was another disappointment. It's beginning to sound like a graveyard channel. Among the 35 stations on 710, we'll hear KNUS Denver and another new catch, Shreveport, Louisiana, at 5,000 watts, and again, with their signal pushed away from us. Next, 720. 720 and 780 are our favorites when we test the beverage action because there are only two candidates and they're on opposite ends of the wire, Nevada to the west, Chicago to the east.
Coming up, SportsCenter tonight with Chuck Wilson and Doug Brown. It would feel good
Just walk around the halls here. I'd like five or six guys. It's dangerous. Trey Wingo, Mark Schlereth. You never know who's going to around the corner. It's dangerous. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kenny Show here on ESPN Radio.
This is the home of Bill and Spence in the afternoon. KALL, North Salt Lake City. Call 700 Sports. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Time to learn more about changing his state tax law to find out how this could affect you and your family by calling Brian A. Bowen Associates.
Well, thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
You're listening to Legally Speaking on WGN Radio and News Time 10 o'clock.
One Hawks and the Cubs play on WGN Chicago.
WGN Radio 730
probably presents us with the catch of the night. At 20 watts night power, KLOE in Goodland, Kansas is 425 miles distant. Now you can holler cheating if you want, but we watched their signal on the Perseus when they switched to low power at their local sunset.
Valdo Jimenez trying to become baseball's first six-game winner of 2010. Jerry Schemmel and I will have the starting lineups get it underway for you right after this on the Rockies Radio Network.
This is the Rockies Baseball Network.
Farm Bureau Financial Services make insurance simple to protect yourself around your busy lifestyle. Drew Pilger, agent, downtown Goodland.
Vance Jewelry, Smitty Sports, 1103 Main, downtown Goodland, has many new decor items for your spring spruce-up.
Anyway, well, I see Fred is tapping his foot and pointing at the clock, so we better get out of here and open the studio up for the rest of the DX Audio Service. Mark Dernberger will be back in 30 days to continue this report. Until then, good listening, DXers.
We're standing outside the studios and offices of WLIO and WOHL Television with Scott Feibusch, who's visiting us on this fine Monday. Scott, how you been doing?
I've been doing great. It's good to be here in Lima, just blocks from the famed Sheetrock announce booth.
Just a quarter of a mile. Listen, I just need to ask you, what is going to happen at the convention? Can you give us all the details?
I sure can. Well, first of all, by the time you hear this, the official registration deadline will already have passed. However, we will try to squeeze you in. If you still want to come, you can call the Brookwood Inn at 800-396-1194 or 585-248-9000. And hopefully they'll still be able to get you in at our convention rate of $65 a night. And you can still send in your registration fee of $55. And that goes to Greg Coniglio at 11825 Genesee Street, in Alden, New York, 14004, and that will at least get you in there and with us for the convention. There's still time to do it.
What kind of things are going to be happening at the convention? Do you have an itinerary?
We have such a great schedule planned out, Fred. If you're able to make it in on Thursday night for the convention, that would be, I believe, the 26th of August, we will have some early dinner. We'll have a Rochester Red Wings ball game. And then on Friday, we'll get going with station tours. Among the places we're going to visit is my station, WXXI in Rochester, where Bob Smith, the host of 1370 Connection, will welcome some club members into the studio for an hour of radio talk while everybody else sits and has some lunch on the other side of the glass. Then Friday night, we go out to Jim Renfrew's DX Shack out in out west of Rochester, and we'll have a DX and barbecue gathering out there. DX Beer and BS, I believe, would be the appropriate jingle there. Saturday morning, we're going to have some antenna and DXing seminars. I believe we've got Neil Kazaros, among others, on board to talk about some of his antenna techniques. Saturday afternoon, we go to the Antique Wireless Association Museum down in Bloomfield, about 15 minutes from the convention. Then we've got the banquet at Mario's Italian Restaurant on Saturday night. We've got the convention speaker, Bob Smith from WXXI, and then the auction and the business meeting, and we all just hang out Saturday night. Sunday morning, George Green is writing up the quiz for us, having won last year in Allentown.
Oh, boy.
That ought to be a good one. if the question is, how many counties has George Green visited? You know the answer, Fred.
All of them.
All of them. And then we will say our goodbyes and make our way off until next year, wherever next year's bid happens to be.
Very good. And can people come in at the last moment?
They may have a little trouble with the hotel reservations. If you can't get in at the Brookwood Inn, there are some other hotels in the area. You can check with me. I'm at scott@fybush.com.
Spell that?
S-C-O-T-T at F-Y-B-U-S-H dot com. You can check with me, and I can help you find an alternate hotel if you need to. We can take reservations if we really need to up to the last minute, but we encourage you to get in early if you can.
Very good. Look forward to the convention.
We do, too. Sorry you're not going to be able to make it, but we'll make sure you get a lot of good audio for upcoming issues of DXAS.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And we're back here in the studio, and I have an email here from Ernie Wesolowski, and he reminds me, he says, don't forget to tell people that if somebody would like to bid for the 2011 National Radio Club Convention, please do so by sending your letter of intent to Ernie Wesolowski, W-E-S-O-L-O-W-S-K-I, and his address is 13312 Westwood, that's W-E-S-T-W-O-O-D, Lane, in Omaha, O-M-A-H-A, Nebraska, 68144-3543. Or you can email it to neerniew at hotmail.com. On our DXChange for this month, as of this past November, at the age of 90 years old, his health has necessitated that Harley Stewart of Erie, Pennsylvania, had to enter the Erie Soldiers and Sailors Home, where he is in happy residence and still DXing on a small radio. He is selling his radio tubes, equipment, and DX radios. And he would like to have another hobbyist have them, or at least have the chance to buy his treasured items. If anyone is interested, they can contact Janice Stewart Thompson at 716-484-0058 or email budjanet, B-U-D-J-A-N-E-T, at windstream.net. Also on our DXChange, I have such a deal for you, especially if you use recording tape. I've got two boxes. Each box has about 15 reels of tape. The reels are 10-inch variety, and I believe the tape is Scotch 177. So you can take that tape and use it as is on the 10-inch reel or cut it down onto two 7-inch reels. Such a price. I've got them priced at $10 per box plus the shipping. So if you're interested, please contact me, and my address information is at the front of this magazine. And on the want to buy list, I'm looking for any old consoles that you might have, anything that might have come out of a radio station, even if it's missing some parts or not working. In fact, I just got a console which is pretty much gutted except for the shell, but that's going to make a nice restoration project. And that console, which is a Spotmaster 100C, may make it into the DX Audio Service Sheetrock announce booth and be the main board that I'll use here to put together the programs. So if you have a old console laying around that you want to get rid of, it's in the basement or the garage, please let me know and I'll take it off your hands.
We'll bring you higher, a little bit higher, WXYZ Detroit, for good times.
Let's flip over the tape to side two of the DX Audio Service for August 2010.